Hey, what are you doing Saturday night?
Well, I don't know.
If you're looking for some nightlife, why don't you join us at the Baghdad Theater, Saturday, March 10th at 9 p.m. for It's All in Your Head FM, live on stage and live on KABU. Legendary trickster band Negative Land brings a new version of their weekly radio broadcast to the live stage, mixing music, found sounds, found dialogue, scripts, personalities, sound effects, and blending them all directly into your radio. Tune your radio to KBOO for your host, Dr. Oslo Norway.
This is Tom Krautmaker calling from Rolling Stone magazine.
Negative Land tickets are $15 U.S. currency, available at Jackpot Records, Crystal Ballroom Box Office, and Ticketmaster Outlets. This is a 21 and over show. The Baghdad Theater is located at 37th and Southeast Hawthorne. It's All in Your Head FM, live on your radio station, KABU.
Trains now leaving for Ronsdale, Gonsdale, Flipsdale, Jam City, Rats, Cross, Crisscross, Ratitude, Latitude, Batitude, Hattitude, Nogsley, Dogsley, Frogsley, Homstown, Bombstown, Your Town, My Town, Way Place, Say Place, Gay Place, Routney, Voutney, Fitney, Schnicksnaw, Crasscore, Assaball, Avalanche, Ponce, Pye, Farsville, Darsville, Harsville, Parsville, Crenley, Benley, Senhoff, and Crookney, now leaving on track 12. Boop! Woo! Woo! Tickets, please. Poppity bump, poppity bump, boobity 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 boop, poppity bump, poppity bump, boobity 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 boop. Tickets, please. Let's get our tickets out here. Tickets, please. Peanuts, popcorn, get them on the red hot. Tickets, please. Tickets, please. Let's get our tickets out here. Hoppity bump, hoppity bump, boobity 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 boop, hoppity bump, hoppity bump, boobity 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 boop. Tickets, please, tickets.
Last call for the diner.
How we doing, Fred?
Right on time, Charlie.
Tickets, please. Let's have our tickets out here. Hoppity boop, hoppity boop, boobity 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 boop, hoppity boop, hoppity boop, boobity 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 boop, hoppity boop, hoppity boop, boobity 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 boop. Tickets, please. Let's get our tickets.
Last call for the diner. What's the matter over there, Charlie? I don't know, Fred. You look like you're stuck. I didn't pull the link. There we go. What are you doing there, Charlie? I'm trying to do the lesson. Hey, get this back, Fred. I'll write him to a blitz on him. Help, help, what's
the ambulance going now? 27 dead and 14 injured.
People, Phantom reeled and pounded on the table. Pounded on the table, beat an empty barrel with a handle of a broom, hard as they were able. Boom, 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 with a silk umbrella and a handle of a broom. Boom, lay, boom, lay, boom, lay, boom. Then I had religion. Then I had a vision. I could not turn from their revel in derision. Then I saw the Congo creeping through the black, cutting through the jungle with a golden track. Then along that river bank a thousand miles, tattooed cannibals dancing files. Then I heard the boom of the bloodlust song and a thigh boom beating on a tin pan gong. And blasting the whistles and the fights of the warriors, blasting the skulls they clean with doctors. Fire the deadly boot, or rattle, harry the uplands, see all the color, rattle, 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 rattle. Boom, they boom, they boom, they boom. A roaring, epic ragtime tune from the mouth of the Congo to the mountain to the moon. Death is an elephant, torch-eyed and horrible, boom, clank and terrible. Boom, steal the pygmies, boom, kill the Arab, boom, kill the white men. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Listen to the yell of Leopold's ghost, burning in hell for his handmaid's toast.
There's nothing wrong with your radio. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Miniman's Great Northwest Music Tour featuring Vagabond Opera performing Eastern European, early Ellington, Klezmer, Tango, Balkan, and more, March 2nd through March 10th. Well, at McMiniman's Historic Hotels, shows begin at 7 p.m. and all ages are welcome. More at McMiniman's.com. You're listening to 90.7 FM, KBOO. And as you heard just a minute ago, we're doing a live remote tomorrow night from the Baghdad Theater because those pranksters, those guys, Negative Land, they're coming back to town. They're closer than you think. They haven't been. I remember when they were at the Blue Gallery many, many years ago. They're going to do a live show at the Baghdad Theater, and they'll be broadcast live on the air beginning at 9. You guys know what time that starts.
Is it 9? Yes, it starts at 9, right?
It starts when we get there.
It starts at 9.
Doors at 8, I guess, and show starts at 9. Good hello, I'm Dr. Oslo Norway.
Hi, Doctor.
And with me tonight is Harold Camping of Family.
Dr. Harold Camping.
Oh, I'm sorry, there is some dispute about that, Doctor.
There. Well, there always will be some dispute about that, but it's a difficult... It's hard for people to wrap their heads around it, and that's why it's all in your head, or banging your head, as the case may have been a moment ago there.
Ouch. Yes, it's all in your head, FM, is the name of Negative Land's new star-studded program. And we certainly hope you'll attend. It's free, of course.
And my program, which has been running syndicated, I'm the founder of Family Radio Incorporated in the San Francisco Bay Area, and Negative Land asked me to be some sort of ambassador to this program, which seems remotely. I don't think it's unchristian, but it's not. I'm not exactly sure why you asked me to be on the program.
It's one of your favorite subjects, Doctor, evolution. And in fact, if you know that by heart, that would be quite a thrill for the listeners to hear your take on evolution. But you don't know by heart, do you?
I left my notes. I'm an old man now, and there was a time when I could.
Well, he did it in the
about
van.
It. I can't anymore.
He was doing it in the van, but sorry you weren't there, folks.
Yeah.
What are you a doctor of?
Oh, well, that's... most mortal men don't know what I studied as a young man, but it was important. It was important at the time. I'm very much into numbers. I'm very much into numbers. Thank you.
Numbers are good.
I don't know why I'm on the air.
Many new additions to this all-new Negative Land show. Multiple bloopers? And we brought one tonight, actually.
That's one of the nicest bloopers I think I've ever
heard. That is one of the nicest bloopers.
This is circuit bent Asian art from, looks like, maybe 100 years ago. Just a beautiful little box with the brass corner reinforcements and decorative designs. Started out with, what was that? The basis of that is a Buddha.
It's a little chanter box.
Very nice.
So you turn the knob on there, and then you make them chant things they never said. Is that really what you're doing there? You're putting chants into their mouth, in a manner of speaking. There we are.
5 minute break. Please stick around. Oh, sorry. It's an emergency.
Very, it's pleasant. But what happens if you hit a switch there?
Please stick around. Oh, sorry. It's an emergency.
Yeah, don't go anywhere, please.
Of course, the subject of our show this time around is the good Lord God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
And we have not only Harold Camping, who's a, I guess, world-renowned authority on the subject, Bible and so forth. Is that the book?
That's the book I am most well-known for. My original book that I was well-known for is not the Bible, but it's called 1984. Question mark.
Oh, yeah, that's when Christ was coming back.
He was coming back, and
I understand he didn't.
I will admit I was slightly disgraced by my prediction not coming true, but I think it's widely misunderstood, really. I think if you read all 900 pages of my tome, I think you will see I was very close in predicting when it, and it happened only a few years after that.
You know,
it happened a year and a half ago, I think, the rapture happened.
I don't know whether Dr. Camping's program runs up here, but he has made another prediction about the end of the world, and I believe it's in about 3 years. It's his latest thing.
I'm not at liberty to discuss that at this time, but I appreciate that. Can we take our next call, please?
Well, I'm here to bet that the world does not end in the next 3 years.
Are you in a position to take live phone calls on the air?
Believe so, yes, I believe so, with a little technical guidance. Oh, Daniel.
Did you write your book in 1994, though?
No. It was written in the 1970s, and the first edition was released around 1980. I'm sorry it just didn't come true in the same way that my publishers intended.
Pardon me, Bob, but we have this important announcement.
Who?
I'm just talking to Bob over here.
Oh.
Yeah. Where's Bob?
Hi, Bob.
The telephone number at the radio station for you to call in your supernatural requests or questions for Professor Reverend Camping. What is your title?
Doctor.
Dr. Harold Camping.
Doctor. Thank you. Dr. Camping. That number is 503-231-8187, and we actually have some tickets to give away to this alleged free show.
The phones are lit up.
Yeah, but that's just because that thing's broken. Wait a minute.
No. Oh, there they go. Well, fooled me minutes. For a minute. I thought that you were getting
the beginning signs
five
of a migraine.
Minutes. 3 minutes.
We're talking about a Negative Land live
minutes.
Radio
three
show
minutes.
At the Baghdad
three
Theater
minutes.
Tomorrow
stay
night
right there.
At 9
are.
O'clock, it says here. We have tickets to give away, or maybe you should just go there yourself. Anyway, the phone number again, 503-231-8187.
Oh, sorry.
And, of course, you can always speak to the doctors.
Looks like a popular event. The phones are have lit up, but we still have 24 pair of tickets to give away, so please keep the phones ringing. There goes another right there.
There aren't a lot of phones. You're in Oregon now, and there actually
there's
aren't
not
a lot
as
of
many
phones
up here. Yeah.
A couple of phones.
I understand that there soon phones will be available in most cities in Oregon. Yeah. You're way ahead up here.
The rural electrification process is finally getting underway.
That's good.
I hear no one out there. Is this usually the case when you ask for calls?
It all depends.
Tell them they can also come and knock on the front door if they really need to.
If they're drunk.
Perhaps we can provoke a few. There is no God.
Yeah, we could discuss the fact that It's All in Your Head FM is a program that investigates religion, spirituality from the standpoint of a mental condition, a mental condition. What would you say? Mass delusion that I myself do not subscribe to, but for unknown reasons have been asked to offer one viewpoint that lasts approximately 4 minutes in the 2+ hour show. Why am I on the air right
That's
now?
That's all we could
you're
afford
asking.
At your prices, Doctor. The doctor does take a
pro-position towards the good Lord God Almighty, and we take a con position.
Well, that's not my understanding from talking to Mark Hostler, one of the members of the band.
He's not here and doesn't matter.
Well, he believes that the show is not against God.
He's wrong.
And I...
He's wrong, just as you are, Doctor.
I have been called that. My book, 1984, question mark, was considered wrong by many. But
it
is
indeed... rightly so.
I guess buffered aspirin is not enough.
That's not enough.
Do we have stereo pans on these microphones? No.
No.
Nope.
They have aluminum pans on the microphones, though.
Well, that's good.
But I understand that can cause Alzheimer's.
Yeah, that's about right.
We have just one pair of reach-around tickets left for the concert. If you want to reach around to your phone and...
This entitles you to one free
reach-around pair of tickets.
By Mark Hostler.
Yeah,
he will give
after
you,
the
after
concert.
The show, a free reach-around.
There's still no calls. Maybe we should explain that this is the first Negative Land performance in 8 years in the Windy City.
We
or
have a call.
The Moist
Probably
City.
The last. Daniel.
There appears to be a call right now.
This will be the last show in the...
Good evening. You're listening to
Line
the
one.
Open Forum.
Don't
Line
say hello. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
No, don't say hello.
Good
say
hello.
I just saw a mini documentary on why God doesn't answer amputees' prayers. Can you...
Is it specifically amputees?
Yes.
Oh, I thought she said MP3s.
I thought so, too.
Now, wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You saw a documentary on why amputees' prayers are not answered?
Yes.
Well,
and,
what
and
are...
Specifically?
What are amputees praying for?
To get their legs back, to walk.
That's silly. That will never happen.
Okay. That's what the documentary said. I was just wondering
that's what God says, too.
Yes, I was wondering what
your response was. Oh, my gosh. I wouldn't think you'd need a documentary to tell you that.
I can speak for God, I believe. And
Is that what your doctorate's for?
God, I have the doctorate of... God loves especially those who are missing limbs, because those who have to work harder at flipping pages of Scripture are those who will be blessed quickest when the rapture comes.
Oh.
And so, young lady, you're absolutely right that MP3 downloads are killing the music industry.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay. And shall we take our next call, please? Welcome.
Is someone else on the air?
To the open forum.
Line three.
They may be shy.
They're making weird noises.
A good hello. You're on the air with Negative Land. Oh, they chickened out. As one tape in our show says, have some guts.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and dial again.
Your call is important to us. 503-231.
I think we answered that young lady's question as best as we could.
231-8187.
Fusion.
Yeah, it would have been funny.
I think there's something wrong with the telephone line.
Yeah,
multiple line now.
They're all off the hook, and that's why no one's able to call.
Does that sound have a name? What's that sound when it goes beep, 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 beep?
It's called off the hook, I think.
Oh, that reminds me. Please, ladies and gentlemen, there's a whole new term afoot here which I would like to spread and have everyone use in the name of accuracy. When you're using cell phones and you hang up, don't tell people you're going to hang up. The new term is press off. I'm going to press off.
Yes, I'm going to press
off
now.
We don't hang up cell phones. They can't be hung up. You can only press them off. So stop saying hang up. Yes. That goes with the old-style analog telephones.
Well, in Northern California, we actually have a different vernacular.
Press off. That's what you want to do.
You say, I'm going to close and clip.
Oh, I also thought...
I'm going to close and clip now.
Yes, an alternative is to close up, I guess. I'm closing up now.
Is there someone open? Hello, are you there?
Good evening, welcome to the open forum.
Yes, I'm calling on a reserved wavelength.
Yes.
Thanks for having the channel wide open.
You're welcome.
Is this the professor?
This is Professor's associate, Mr. Space.
Oh, it's Mr. Space.
Mr. Space. Gentlemen, I've been following some critical news. It's being played as a sensationalist piece, but the big thing, they keep talking about the triangle theory, the triangle theory at NASA.
I have not heard that. What is the triangle?
They're all fired up. Now, you know, triangles, please expound.
Triangles are great.
I'd like to jump in on that if
well,
I may.
Well, I'd like to say first that there are 3 points to be made about triangles.
And only 3, actually.
Now go ahead, Harold, make them.
Well, I was going to say that point number one, if you're driving long distances as a NASA employee, wear the special diaper so that you do not have to use your bodily function, or you use them, you do not have to stop when you're on the way to possibly kidnap or create grievous bodily harm to a lover of a fellow astronaut. That's point number one.
Big pants, because they're rather bulky.
They're rather bulky. That's point number one. Point number two, there is no God. Point number three, I think Buck Logic over at the Portland Zoo will explain that tomorrow when he pulls out his special simian visual trick, which we would not want to declare. Does that answer your question, sir?
Professor.
And I thank you
Mr.
for
Space,
calling and sharing.
Mr. Space, I think that you have won a pair of tickets.
Turn down your radio because the echo, I can hear it.
Turn up yourself. Are you there, sir?
Very good. That's a very good use of a highly controversial radio delay technology, which is...
There's your delay. Is it after midnight? No.
Depends on where you're calling from. Yes, it is.
What is? It is. Oh, God damn it is.
Where you're listening from, it is.
Hello, well, Fred?
Bob?
Fred? Walter? Frank?
Walter?
Ted?
Walter.
Ted? Bill? Rex?
Bill?
Joe?
Steve? Bob?
Ike?
Hank?
Fred?
Phil?
Microphone working?
Let's go to Walter in Newsroom 7.
Did you want these tickets?
Go
I
right
think
ahead.
You just won them.
Go right ahead with that bulletin.
Apparently nobody else does.
I'm restricted after the space agency had to let me go for my triangle power experiments. They were unauthorized.
Were you wearing the diaper, sir?
Well, depends, but...
And that's a very good answer. You should win the tickets.
I think you should still. We'll let you in the back door with these tickets.
It's calving season here on the farm. I can't get away.
It's just like heaven. You'll love it.
He's calling from Washington, the state of Washington.
Oh, that's
on Earth. Where is that exactly?
It is after midnight in Washington.
Isn't that where there's a house that's white?
I suppose it's raining there, too.
We got them out. Pineapple Express on the way. Sports Room 2 has the wrap-up.
I don't understand this person at all. Do you?
What sports being played today?
Well, thank you for calling and sharing, and shall we take our next call, please?
Yes.
I guess he didn't win the tickets because he quite didn't really want them.
He talked himself out of them. We
Welcome
have tickets for you,
to
sir.
Open forum.
Good luck.
Yes, and thank you. Our phone number here at the Open Forum is 503-231-8187. It's family-friendly, but it's late at night.
Yeah.
When do we eat?
And don't forget, there will be an intermission.
Ooh, yes, in case they do get hungry.
This show includes a free intermission.
That's right. No extra charge for that at all.
When do we eat?
I love intermissions.
Didn't you gentlemen have one at your last tour as well?
Yes, well, that's how tediously long our shows are.
You make them very long.
It's time to eat.
To the point of tedium. This show, however, has my viewpoint segment in the first half. So at least, please stay in the audience for the first half of the performance.
Audio fly. Sleep during the second half.
Sleep.
Audio fly.
Well, there's two more calls on the line, it looks like to me. I see the...
Two calls, yes. Let's take the woman this time.
I think she's on number one.
I think she's the one with the green light. Are you there, caller?
The light is still blinking. Mm. I don't think the phone has been answered.
That's line two.
Have you people done radio before?
Good question. Caller?
I think it's still flashing there. No?
Caller?
We need some technical assistance on bringing line
Daniel?
Number two,
yes.
Daniel.
I hear nothing.
Line two?
There seems to be some confusion
on how to
operate the board.
That person pressed off. Lines are open.
Oh, press off.
Call
are
right
you
in.
There?
Yes.
Yes.
The woman's line.
Do you have a question about negative land, God,
or sex changes?
Can you state that as a question?
Who are those four guys from England?
Who gives a... Well, you know.
Yes, bleep.
You know, that was a long time ago, and I think we've moved on.
Yes,
to our
we've all moved
call,
on.
Please.
How about, there's no business like... stealing.
Yeah, England is now known as Peelville.
There's someone rather familiar with the negative land. Ouvre.
Can you say that again?
Ouvre.
Wild, wild white girls tied up with noodles.
Well, this is very interesting.
We are being quoted back to ourselves.
Yes, I like this.
Are you?
There tickets?
Yes, there are tickets.
Yes, you want
is that
one?
What you're just... putting yourself out on the line for tickets.
I think you get one.
Yes, I'm a whore.
Okay.
I think anyone who knows as much as you do should be there.
Yeah.
There's all new things to memorize.
Because whores work hard. Okay, well, what's your name? So we can put the tickets.
Rosen.
Well, you get a reach around from Mark Hostler.
I hope you remember that when you ask for the
tiskets.
The
tiskets,
the taskets.
Will there be any taskets?
There will be taskets as well. Shall we put Rosen on them?
Yes, that'll do.
Okay.
Rosen.
Well, there's going to be about 40 Rosen.
Exactly. Now that this gentleman has said this on the air.
Yeah, do you have ID that says you're Rosen?
Just an email from you.
40 fake Rosen IDs made.
Well, I tell you what. Stay on the line, and we'll get your other alias off the air.
And when you're in the audience, be sure to wave.
Thank you, and I particularly enjoy when members of the audience talk throughout the entire concert and don't pay attention.
That annoys the hell out of me.
When you do that, I'll be looking right at you with a stern expression.
Admiration.
And I'll know that it's...
And you will know that you're hearing... Now, shall we take our next call, please?
Thank
you. Oh, there aren't any. Thank you. Don't hang up.
Yeah, don't hang up.
And don't say hello when you call.
If you're on a cell phone, don't press off.
Can you get this person's name?
And now, that person has closed and clipped.
We'll be right back to this in just a moment. But first, I just wanted to say that we're glad that you're here, and I was curious how it all got started and when.
What would that be?
Negative land as a concept, negative land as a... And, you know, people have to call you a band because you're in the world of records and things like
that. Yeah, we aren't
like
really a band. Don't kid yourself. We are not a band. We are an organized, what would you call it?
Band of Thieves.
There hasn't been a band since
U2.
Peter Frampton's first ensemble on the second album.
Did you guys ever play any instruments? I mean,
some of us play instruments and some of us don't.
Did you have an idea that you were going to be? I'm just curious how Negative Land got started and what was in your. What were you thinking?
It actually got started in high school by the founder, who's not here and doesn't matter.
He's passed out somewhere.
He's passed on.
Reach arounds at the show.
He doesn't like radio.
He's passed on, but we continue
in his name,
closing
the name of our founder.
Flipping.
So, did you know him in high school? Did you guys go?
No. I joined later. Was actually the original formation was what, two or three guys who did know each other from high school and Mark, who's not here and doesn't matter. Started the whole thing, him as the founder, I guess, in his bedroom during high school. He decided he wanted to make a record. Oh, I heard this. He told this story to me lately. He started out very much interested in filmmaking.
Oh, this is a very interesting
in high
story.
School. And he was making his own little animated films in high school on flip. I don't know what they were, but he was
Flipper
very much.
Eight.
Yes, he was
it's,
very.
You take
he was very much into film.
Flippers
and what happened?
Load them into a motorized optical system.
That's right.
And
Harold.
Process them at the drugstore for $4.99.
I knew guys like that in high school.
Yeah. And what happened was he had a camera and someone borrowed it, gave it back to him, and he found it was broken. He took it to the repair shop, and the repair shop kept it for like 2 years. Well, during that 2 years, he was just incredibly frustrated, and so in lieu of being able to make films anymore, he decided he would try to make music, a record, audio. And that's exactly what he did. And the rest...
What was the first record he did?
Is the rest.
Or what was it like?
Negative Land album.
The first one. Yeah, it's just called Negative Land, and each one was hand-packaged in its own unique packaging.
Didn't he use, like, wallpaper clippings at first? And...
Well, as an interesting coda to that story is that the person who borrowed the Super 8 camera and broke it just won or was nominated for an Oscar for Little Miss Starshine, I think it's called. And his name is Jonathan Dayton. Is this right, Don? And his brother was Peter Dayton, who was in Negative Land. So it's very convoluted.
Yes, and then... Then what happened was...
We turned down the Grammy. That was the next thing that happened, because we wanted to...
Well, she wanted to join, and he wouldn't let her. And
so he just turned her down.
Yes, pressed her off, so to speak. And so I came along about the time of Escape from Noise. I worked on... That was the first record I worked on. There were two before that. That I did not work on.
No, there were three.
There were three, that's correct. You're correct, Harold. You know more about this than I do, and you're not even in the so-called band.
That's right, but I was the unofficial archivist.
And you don't play an instrument.
You're right.
Harold does not play
an instrument. No, I don't. I'm all thumbs.
Well... So, ever since then, I would say... What happened to our whole music thing here?
Yeah, now it's just a dull interview.
Yeah, this is terrible. People must be pressing off left and right.
It's interesting to some people that have been listening to Negative Land on KBU's airwaves all these years, this genesis as it is. And now, somehow it got on the radio.
Yeah. When I came into the band, we met on the radio. I met them on the radio. I had a radio show in Berkeley at KPFA. And a friend of theirs introduced me to them, and they decided to come up and do the radio show. And much to my surprise, they all walked in with guitars and keyboards and noisemakers and all kinds of sound-generating devices onto the radio show, set it all up, and started sort of doing this live mix show, which I had never done. Before that, I was a disc jockey playing records one at a time, one after another. Very, very traditional. And this was kind of a revelation to me that you could use radio as a live mix creation in itself and not just be playing the product of corporate record companies.
And at that point, they started coming in every week and doing it. And we were all having a great time, and Over the Edge was never the same again.
And that was, the beginning was 81.
81. That was 81. Okay. And then shortly after that, I started working on records with them.
As David Wills was one of them.
Yes, he was. He was already there. He came to the show.
Well, you're conflating. 81 was when Over the Edge morphed into the format that we know today.
Yes.
But the Negative Land began in 1979.
Yes, correct.
It's all in your head.
And the first album was released in 1980, I believe.
And I don't think any of us believed in God then, and we still don't.
Still don't. And that leads us up to 2007.
I bet most of the people out there don't actually believe in God. And so you're thinking, what do I want to go to a show where they're telling me there's no God? I already know that.
Well, I don't understand.
Well, if you remember, you said that about advertising, too. But we pointed out a few important things about advertising that you may not have thought of.
That there isn't any.
Yeah, that's right. It's all in your head.
All in your head.
All in your head.
So
no,
if
lie,
you
that's
think,
not at all.
If you think you know all about no God, you ain't heard nothing yet.
Until you've heard nothing.
So there.
I wish this was funnier, but it just isn't.
A brief history of Negative Land. And now back to...
Everyone should just push off.
How are we going to make a difference in America? How are we going to make a difference in America? Preaching, preaching, preaching. We're going to make a difference by preaching the word of God. Taking America back, taking America back, taking America back. Regardless of what the Supreme Court or the President or the ACLU or the World Council of Churches or the National Council of Churches or mainline churches have.
And if you're thinking, well, this is part of the show, or the show might be like this, you'd be completely wrong. We do no bashing of stupid Christian preachers at all in the show. Well, you might be asking, how can you attack God without attacking the stupid Christian preachers? Just come and see. It's free.
Those who take another man's life are executed swiftly and without apology. And it's time for America to do that. Wham! Bam! Wham! There are two words that you have to get into your spirit. Wham! Bam! The Bible says so. If you spare the rod, you'll spoil the child. What's the point? What's the point? The problem. The problem. Your conduct in the problem shows you what's in your self-life. Listen to this. I had a temper problem, and I was prone to pout. It was a bad choice with my mother. Being a good German mother, she kept switches over in the corner by the refrigerator in the core of a linoleum roll. Always about a half a dozen of them, about 4 feet long. She would look at me with fire coming out of her eyes and say, if I gave you enough to make you mad, I'll give you enough to make you glad. Shh. You can hear that coming through the air. Shh. I want you to hear that. That end would wrap around your leg and burn like fire. There's nothing like it. Wham! Bam! Bam! Justice and judgment in the core of a linoleum roll. I developed a problem. I had a temper problem. It exploded. With a rage inside of me that had to keep. Bam! Don't push it, lady! I mean, I had a serious temper problem. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Bam! And I'm willing to change right now. No. If I gave you enough to make you mad, I'll give you enough to make you glad. The message was, smile, Buster, or lightning's gonna strike twice. Bam! Smile quick! Bam! Yes, Lord! Yes, Lord! This is right in the eyes of God. If you spare the rod, you'll spoil the child. Submit! 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 Stop living in a rut. Stop playing the blame game. Stop grousing around in the memory of the past. Hit people. Oh, no. Oh, no. Hit people. Hit people. Oh, no. Oh, no. Hit people. Hit people. Is there going to be trouble? Mm-hmm. You say, God doesn't operate like that. Read my lips. Oh, yes, he does. Mm-hmm. God is everywhere all the time. God is in the core of a linoleum roll. God says, what's in you will manifest itself a long time. You got to keep it a long time. But if you rebel and you refuse, God will give it to you. The Supreme Court, the ACLU, the World Council of Churches, the limp-wristed president, God will give it to you. This is right in the eyes of God. It is right. Set quick. He is there. He's there. Wham! He's there. Bam! He is there. How many of you would like to receive?
Dr. Harold Camping here on KBOO with a special guest viewpoint opinion. Billions of years ago, there was just a big bang in space. No one knows what caused this big bang. It just happened. And from this bang issued this huge rock. From the rock issued forth a sweet, brown, bubbly substance. And then millions and millions of years ago, white paint, red paint, blue paint fell from the sky and pulled itself into the words, 12 fluid ounces. Do not litter. And you say, what are you doing? You're insulting my intellect. So I am. Because we know that if a can is made, there must be a maker. And if it's designed, there must be a designer. To believe that the soda can happened by chance is to move into an intellectual free zone. It's to have an echo when you think. It's to have brain liposuction. Think about that the next time you're enjoying your soda. I'm Dr. Harold Camping for KBOO-FM, Portland, and I thank you for this guest opportunity.
It's time to eat. It's time to eat.
Just a brief preview of one of the many revelations we'll be exposing tomorrow night at the Baghdad Theater.
In fact, it is the only thing that I, as Dr. Harold Camping, will offer in the entire program. But thankfully, it's free, so you don't need to worry about having wasted your...
Once again, that is the Baghdad Theater. The corner of Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard and 37th Street at 9 p.m.
Watch out for the cars.
Yeah, you have to wait till the light changes brown.
I believe it's in the green zone too.
That's right. If you've been to Baghdad and only seen the green zone, well,
you ain't seen Baghdad.
You ain't seen Baghdad yet.
And of course, the Baghdad Theater is such an appropriate name for this show. We have it. We bring it to you in two halves with that free intermission, by the way. First half deals with Christianity. Second half, Islam. So I'm sure that the people at the Baghdad Theater will appreciate.
Islam?
I love Islam.
Finally.
Islam.
Whole press off.
You hear about those airplanes? You know, I slam into buildings, you know?
And we cover that, too.
We do. Oh, wait a minute. I'm slipping out of Harold and into me.
It's not even funny.
I thought you just walked in the door, and Harold just walked out.
I did. Harold went back to the hotel to go to bed. And
to go to the bathroom.
I'll do the same. After all, there's all this planning and sleeping in preparation for the big Negative Land show tomorrow at the Baghdad Green Zone at the corner of Northeast or South. Yes.
Absentee.
That's great.
Absent.
By your stripes, absolute, ye shall know him.
Absolve. Abstruse. Abyss.
Oh, that's Acapella. That's the Learn Radio guy giving you pronunciations of words, should you ever say any on the radio.
Accompaniment.
Correct pronunciation.
Accredit. Affiliate.
Daniel, I want to say I've learned a lot from being on the radio show in the last few minutes, and that's, I'm glad you cracked the whip.
Actually.
So radio's a new thing to you, then?
It is a new thing to me. I've never been in front of a microphone before.
There's so many buttons.
We might mention that the whole format for this live negative show.
Negative show?
It's very late at night, and we've been driving almost 15 days now.
Positive land.
Yes, two negative land shows in a row would be a double negative.
And anyway, the format of this show is quite interesting for a live venue in that we are doing a simulated radio show on stage. We are have our own little radio station there, and we pretend the audience isn't even there. We act like we're broadcasting. And in fact, we will be broadcasting right here on KBOO.
That's right. But that shouldn't stop you from coming to the show and seeing it live in the flesh, even though there is absolutely nothing to see, because it is, after all, radio.
That's right. If you're going for the visuals
to the concert, please turn on your radio and do not be there in person.
There are no visuals in this show.
They could be wearing Walkman's radios when they come in.
They could.
That would be progressive.
None of that stupid video crap that you see at every live show.
Yeah, they can put it in one ear.
No slides or films.
In the other ear.
No projections. Nothing visual. There's nothing to see. If that's your idea of entertainment, forget it. You're not going to get it with us. This is radio.
Use your imagination. The last time we played in Portland, we had 10 projectors. We had 6 16-millimeter projectors and 4 slide projectors, I believe, at the Crystal Ballroom. And we had a 6-person crew with our 4-person band. Well, my goodness, we have jettisoned that entire concept.
Those days are over.
Think of the money that you saved.
Think of it. Those days are over. Now we keep every dollar. Every dollar, and the entertainment is every bit as compelling without anything to look at.
That's right. You'll be amazed at how...
alumni.
Oh, what would I want to say there?
Verbose we are on stage.
You would be amazed how unimportant your eyes actually are when it comes to entertainment. There's plenty to be gotten from your other senses, believe you me.
Yep.
Radio that will defy your idea of what you can see.
And once you know the role your head is playing in all this, you'll never go back to thinking otherwise, believe me.
You won't believe your eyes with this radio
broadcast.
Well,
with that, I think, gentlemen, I'm going to go to bed.
Daniel, thank you very much, and keep on keeping on.
We'll keep it going, gentlemen. Thank you, Negative Land, and we'll see you tomorrow night at the Baghdad.
Oh, we don't need to stop. Only one is just going to disappear. You do whatever you need to do.
We all should
keep that thing going.
We really need our sleep.
We do need to sleep.
Thank you, KBOO. KBOO is really a great station. Thank you. You're lucky to have it here.
Yes.
KBOO loves you too, Don.
I would encourage all listeners to never, ever, ever call this or any station if you hear an objectionable word, because really there are no bad words. How could a word be so bad that you would pick up the phone and phone the radio station and say, "I am angry about this word being said. I want you to stop being a broadcaster because of this word I heard on the air." What could be more patently absurd? So please, should you be of that mindset, do not pick up your telephone. Do not call this radio station. Sit, stew about it, and relax. That is what I have to say.
Thank you, and we're going to press off now.
We are closing and clipping. Thank you very much, Daniel, and everybody at KBOO.
Mad cow disease. Mad cow disease.
Officers responded to 5 killings last night and early today. 2 involved domestic violence.
Architect. Tons of pepperoni? Tons of pepperoni?
You signed up. Absolutely.
going out to the beast. You're going out to the beast.
Mad cow disease. Mad cow disease. Mad cow disease.
The great taste, the great taste, the great taste, the great taste.
So powerful, passengers were blown out of the train and onto the tracks.
Now's the time to do this. Now's the time to do this. The ninjas are restless.
Mad cow disease.
Give me the coverage. Give me the coverage.
150,000 gang members.
God damn, this is just... Where is this going? Where is this going?
Don't keep up, you're dead.
The great taste.
My butt or their butt?
Mad cow disease.
The Constitution. And Bible. The Constitution.
And Bible. Mad cow disease. Mad cow disease.
That is a lie.
Ave Maria.
That is a lie.
That is not a lie.
So let's see who has a better soft talk.
That's where you remain ignorant.
What can I do? You tell me.
Avocado.
What can I do? You tell me. What can we do
Avocado.
Right this minute?
Azure.
You need to realize that you're going out to the beast.
Fail. Baboon. Mad cow disease.
And, you know, there's something kind of little unusual about a person who gets some sort of a charge out of wanting to do those kinds of things.
Ballad. Baltic. Banana. Barcelona.
It can't happen
Ramen.
Here. Can't happen
Aromatic.
Here. Can't happen here.
Barrister. Japan. Batavia. Bath. Baton Rouge. Bauble. Bavaria. Bayonet. Bayou. Beecham. Bedouin.
Scotty, where are we?
Behemoth.
I don't know.
Beyond the boundaries of the galaxy. We made it. We're
Belgium.
Safe. We're safe, Captain Kirk.
Bengali.
He's dead, Jim. He's dead, Jim.
She's dead, Jim. He's dead, Captain.
He's dead, Jim.
He's dead.
She's dead.
He's dead.
She's dead.
We're dying.
He's dead.
She's dead.
He's dead, Captain.
The Captain is dead.
He was worse than dead.
Come on, Bones. What's the mystery?
His brain is gone.
What's going on here?
It was awful.
Awful in the worst sense of the word. Blanche heard it.
Who heard it first?
First, you heard it first.
I heard it first. I was sitting right there.
Most awful sound you ever heard.
Amen.
It was more like a hissing sound
it
to me.
It was a buzz.
Well, so be it, but I think it had hissing overtones.
Let's just say you could not describe it with the human mouth.
Say no more.
I'm taking early retirement.